Well, good morning. And you have a beautiful place here at Chautauqua. It's our first trip here. It's remarkable. And I'm going to talk about the global economy. You know, 60% of all the apparel we purchase in the United States is imports. 80% of all sporting goods and toys are imports. 90% of all shoes and sneakers are imports. U.S. companies import 1.2 billion garments a year made in China. This is amazing. This is more than three garments for every single man, woman, and child in the United States. We live in a global economy, but how often do we stop to think about the young people who make the products that we purchase? And so I'm going to tell you some stories about the global economy from their perspective. It may be some things that you haven't seen covered in the mainstream media. And I think I'll start with China. And you know, China has been in the news recently around the vote on permanent normal trade relations status for China and the World Trade Organization. And if you listen to many of the multinational companies, they told us, look, for years they've been saying to us, let us go into China and we will spread American values. We will be on the front lines doing the heavy lifting. We're going to spread human rights, women's rights, worker rights, fair wages, democracy, freedom of speech. Just give us a chance. Well, we decided to investigate exactly what's happening in China with the U.S. presence. And, of course, we run a $70 billion deficit with China, so there is a huge U.S. presence in China exporting goods to the United States. And I went into a bunch of factories in China not long ago. Went into one factory that was making Keds sneakers in northern China.